Good evening and welcome to Public Media M1's English Language News Hungary Reports. I'm Hajn Alkotot with today's news from Hungary and the Carpathian Basin. Let's get started. The Come Home Youth Program organized an open day in London for Hungarians living in the UK on Sunday. Several Hungarian employers represented themselves at the event. An organizer said that they invited representatives of companies looking for prospective employees with good language skills and experience.
Hungarian working in a hotel in London learn about job opportunities in Hungary. Many of them were interested in jobs offered by Hungarian companies back home. I was interested in seeing how Suzuki supports families and parents. Another thing I was curious about was the kind of possibilities I would have to work a few days of a week from home, said Mr. Naher. The Come Home Youth Program organized an open day in London with representatives from Hungarian companies invited to speak. Anyone interested could get to know more about what kind of possibilities they may have working at the participating companies. We'd like to reach as many young people as possible. The fact that so many come on Sunday, their only day of rest, proves that the program could be a solution for an existing need, said the organizer. Szabolcs Pákozdi said the organizers went to the event with more than 800 job offers. Participants could partake in interviews right on the scene for primarily IT, financial, engineering and service sector openings. I think that is really important. People who are gaining work experience in the United Kingdom right now may be valuable to us, since they are open, knowledgeable people, said a bank director. At Midjuna, a young man who recently came back from London with a Come Home Youth Program signed his work contract in Székesfehérvár. He said that he left to learn English, but came back because his family is here. I can be closer to my family and build my career, or even start a new family, explained Gábor Sié. The Minister of Economy said that the Come Home Youth Program could help stop Hungarians leaving the country. Until now, we signed cooperation agreements with 51 companies who guaranteed that they'll have jobs for these young people, said the minister. Homecomers in the program aren't burdened by any commitments and don't have an obligatory time frame for working in Hungary.
Yet another group of Hungarians have arrived home from Tunisia. Amongst them were a few who were staying in the hotel where the attack happened. Most of them lived nearby. They said that they were afraid and could hardly wait to come home. Those who stayed in the country informed us that the huge panic has mostly died down, but the streets and hotels are almost completely empty.
Saturday evening, the 8-year-old Flora is welcomed by her sister at least Ferenc Budapest Airport. The little girl and her grandmother were only a couple of kilometers away from the hotel where the massacre happened. Her grandmother said after the terrorist attack that tourists were in total confusion. No tourists were on the streets, just a few around 7 or 8 o'clock in the evening. We didn't dare to go out. Everybody was in the lobby or at the swimming pool of the hotel, said the woman, who's just arrived from Tunisia. Another Hungarian passenger said that they were terrified when they heard about the attack. They could hardly wait to come home to Hungary. If we didn't have to come home on Saturday, we would have requested a flight from the insurance company. It was difficult to go through all that process and the fact that people were murdered just there, she added. Saturday, in the organization of Kartágó Tours travel agency, 184 Hungarian tourists arrived home to Budapest. Five of them were in the hotel where the terrorist attack happened. This is the hotel's garden in the neighborhood of the massacre. These are the recording of Diana Major, who is still there. She said that only a few tourists remained in the hotel. Most of them traveled home after the event. The streets are empty. The shops are closed around the hotel. We only found one open this morning, she said. Béla Vince also spent his vacation here. He said that tourists aren't leaving the city of Sousse in panic anymore, but all of them are upset by the event. The people are really sorrowful. Them, all of them are in denial about what was happened, he said. Currently, hundreds of Hungarians are spending their holidays in Tunisia. In the last decade, the North African country was among the five most popular summer destinations in Hungary. Tens of thousands of people travel to Tunisia every year, mostly in the summer.
Citizens of the Homokácsák region in southern Hungary have reached the end of their patience concerning illegal immigration, said the mayor of Murahalom. Zoltán Nógrádi said that on busier days, thousands of illegal border crossers arrive to Homokácság. He added that the immigrants are flooding into Europe without any rules or order. Locals living near the Serbian-Hungarian border have never refused migrants help or aid, but by now their patience and sense of security is less and less.
We would never refuse to give help to those in refugee status, but it is no longer a question of asylum. It's a migration wave that we are on the front line of. And unfortunately, we can no longer keep up the normal living conditions for them while under such pressure and in such a tough situation.
The wall at the synagogue in Pásti Street commemorates the victims of the Holocaust of Debrecen. 6,000 names can be read on the memorial. They lost their lives in concentration camps, during forced labor, or in ghettos. At the commemoration, the managing vice president of Fidesz said, "This wall and the names upon it remind us of the horrible past." Lajos Kósa also added, "We all have to do whatever it takes to prevent such events in the future."
Though we are on different faiths, we all pursue good deeds. Our common goal teaches us that good must win at all times, and evil lives among us in the world, so the struggle against evil cannot cease even in the pain of grief.
The day of Hungarian wine and champagne was celebrated in historic wine regions with a joint toast, as is tradition. The event calls attention each year to responsible drinking.
In Tiboldarod's Borsod County, visitors could take part in traditional tastings and cultural events on the Open Cellars Day. For the first time this year, Esztergom also joined the Hungarian Wine and Champagne Day. The country's only cross-border wine night order operates here. We expanded the program to Hungarians in Slovakia, and we are planning to reach the winelands in historic Hungary, said the chairman of the association. Thousands of people gathered at the main square of Szekszárd for a common toast. The town has been participating in the program since 2011. In 2012, they won the award for the most favored wine region in the country. This year, 24 winemakers offered the product for the toast. I think we can assume that for 2,000 years since the humankind lives here, we have been dealing with wine, said a winemaker. Events related to Hungarian wines and Champagne Day took place in all the 22 wine regions of Hungary. The program was organized by the Ministry of Agriculture, and its goal was to promote the culture of wine consumption.
Visitors continue to frequent the Hungarian Pavilion at the Milan World Expo. People from all around the world can not only see art displays, but for example handcrafted works and folk dance performances as well.
A boy is learning how to make wooden bowls from a Hungarian craftsman. Artists from Békésfehér and Jásznagykunszolnok counties await visitors of the Hungarian Pavilion in the Milan Expo until the end of July. Inside the building, the Bihari János folk dancing group entertains the audience several times a day. The dancers try to make the venue fun and memorable for those who visit. They don't only teach them the steps, but also take everyone dancing.
Hello, we are from China and we haven't met any Hungarian music before, but we really like the dance.
This week, artist Tamás Szabó display also opened at the Hungarian Pavilion of the Expo. The government commissioner for the Hungarian tent at the World Fair said the uniquely styled painting and statues of the Hungarian artist who received the Munkácsy Mihály Award can be seen there. Tamás Szabó's work of arts will be on display for almost two more weeks at the Milan Expo. Organizers of the event await altogether 20 million people from all around the world until it closes at the end of October.
That was all for today from our team here at M1. Don't forget to tune in to Hungary Reports tomorrow night at 11:45 p.m. Thanks for watching and good night.